Everybody, CES 2008, and I am with Jason from the Zune team. And now, Jason, in his keynote, Robbie Bach talked a lot about, you know, the Zune network social music site.
Right.
Explain to me what he's talking about.
So the Zune Social is a people-powered music discovery site. It's solely focused on taking the power of social networking and helping people discover new music as a result of that. So it's all the music that you love to tell your friends about, and it's a great way to tap into the music that of people that you trust as well.
So essentially, it's a way to find, you know, music that you may not be familiar with, and like unheard of bands and things like that.
Exactly.
So what are some of the new features?
So if you look at the Zune Social beta site here, what you've got is the centerpiece is the Zune card. And so you create this card, you can customize it however you want. This is my Zune tag here. I've added this picture of myself in here from doing some demolition in my house. I've put a little slogan in, and I've put in one of my favorite photographs in the back. Once you set up the card takes over, and it's all automatic. So you can see here that the last song that I played here was actually a Kylie Minogue song. And then
I won't tell anyone.
Thanks for that. And then this stream of album covers along here actually shows everything that I've been playing on my my Zune player as well as on my PC.
Now, is there a limit to how many albums or how many songs you can have on your Zune card?
No, it'll just keep building and building. So you can see here it streams across. You just get this sort of endless list here.
Wow.
And with any of these particular albums, you can click on it. And you can take a look at it, and you can say, okay, well, this is the name of the track.
Uh-huh.
I want to sample it. You could hit play. I want to send it to a friend as a recommendation. I can buy it, and it would take me back to the marketplace, or I could mark it as a favorite.
Now, when you send it to your friend, I know that on the actual device, I think that originally there was a limit. The friend could play it 3 times. How does it work in the marketplace here now when you send a file?
So when you actually send a file through here, what's happening is it takes you to the marketplace. So you get your normal sort of 30-second sample,
right,
if you want to. Or if you have a Zune Pass, you can just download it and listen to it as much as you want.
And now, when you access your friend's card, can you see every musical file on their card as well?
You can. So if you take a look down here, I've got my my friends. A lot of people will recognize Caesar here from Zune Insider.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got the last 3 songs that he's played here. And then I can click into his card, and I can just take a look at everything that he has been listening to. So you can see, same kind of thing. You get all the music that he's been listening to, and I could drill down into any of those if I wanted to.
And now, he doesn't have to be online for all this to be active, right?
He does not, no. This is up and running pretty much 24/7.
Nice.
The good news here, too, is that with the Zune card, the community has already created a way for us to take the Zune card and put it on sites like Facebook or Windows Live Spaces or your own.
So similar to like your Xbox gamer tag.
Exactly, yeah. And so the great news is that when that card is on Facebook, it just keeps updating automatically. So you don't have to do a thing. It's just living content.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it because I have very poor taste in music, and you know, this might help me out. Now, there are a couple other, you know, music social networking sites. What would you say differentiates, you know, this one to some of the other ones that already exist?
The other sites that are out there are typically they're third-party applications that may take advantage of, you know, one service or the other. This is fully integrated into Zune. So everything that you play on your player, everything that you listen to on your computer gets reflected on this automatically. So that's one thing. And then the other thing is that it's really fully integrated. So if I wanted to take a look at say I didn't know who Diddy was, I can click on Diddy and it will take me through to this artist page, which tells me more about the artist. And so
it's a little encyclopedia of music.
It really is. It really is. So you can see on Diddy's page here, there's most played songs.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a great place to start if you don't know anything about his music. You can take a look further down. There's a bio. There's all of his discs here. And a list of his top fans.
Now, where does that information come from? Is it a Wikipedia? Like, who's inputting the bio about Diddy?
So the bio is actually generated. It's sort of half robot and half person. So it comes from our data sources, but then our editorial team at Zune actually sort of customizes it and makes sure it looks and makes sense.
Not a bad job. Are you guys hiring?
We just hired our country and western editor. So.
Because I know Kenny Rogers.
Well, there you go.
All right. So now it's beta now. How can people get to it? Is there a website or can anyone access it?
Yeah, you can just basically go to zoom.net and sign up there. And you'll have a great time.
Zoom.net. He promises fun.